The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning at Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right, good morning. Welcome. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doble.
I'm Steve Capastro with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
And I'm Glenn Frazier with Charlotte Comfort Systems.
Hey, we're glad you joined us. Talking a little home improvement here today. More than anything, we're going to talk some HVAC. So I know we got some exciting things that are coming up. Well, I don't know if it's exciting. I mean, all the prices went up after the first year. Wasn't that what happened?
It did.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that, but we'll be glad to talk about any home improvement that you might have. 704-570-1110. Give us a call with that. We'd love to talk with you. John's off this week. He'll be back next week. A little R&R, I hope. That's what he's doing. So, anyway, so guys, how's it going?
Just fine. Just busy.
Busy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're waiting on the weather. Fortunately, it's getting a little bit cooler. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of in that tweener. We had a little tease there before Christmas, and you're thinking, oh my, it's going to be a real furnace season. We haven't had much of one since then, have we? And I slipped off and went to Florida during that time, so I didn't even experience too much of it. Other than a busted spigot, I left a hose connected. Remember, what did John and Dave always say? Make sure you disconnect your hoses. Good job, Dave. That's what my wife said. Good job, Dave. So I know after the first of the year, we heard for 6 months coming up to that prices were going up and on the units. But I guess the reason prices were going up on everything, but there was more other reasons for that, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. Right out of the gate, what was the cause? What was going on? I know it had something to do with the SEER ratings, right?
Some of it was the SEER rating and the deficiency on the units, different fan motors, different efficiency on the SEER and the HSPF for heat pumps.
What is the minimum 14? Is it still 14 SEER?
From what I understand, it's 15.
15, so it's really a 15.
Yeah, there's different ratings. They have a SEER 1 and a SEER 2, and it's kind of ambiguous to really decipher. But, you know, a lot of it, too, is that some of the units, I know a lot of the manufacturers phased out a lot of the 14 SEER equipment. They stopped production.
So, okay.
Everything coming out of the pipeline now, obviously, is hitting the higher efficiency ratings. Thus, they're more expensive. And what I've seen too, modulating equipment as far as the compressor, variable speed compressors and inverters and so forth, I think are going to become the norm
right
at some point soon.
Sure.
And those units are obviously a lot more expensive. Plus, obviously, the cost of everything else.
Right.
And product availability, quite honestly, has been a little bit of an issue as well.
Sure. Because I know that during the peak of the pandemic, the problem was getting the lower end units, right? So the high end units were available, but so now as we go to modulating, and that's what they're talking about are these variable speeds, right? Which I have to say, it kind of makes sense. We have one at our home, and they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's something else, too, that I think a lot of people get hooked on is the SEER rating of this equipment rather than looking at functionality as far as what they actually do.
Right.
The operating cost difference in the Carolinas isn't that much different between a 15 and a 16 and a 17 versus Florida. I got in a trade in Sarasota back in 88, so... operating cost difference was a lot different.
Sure.
A lot more savings.
Mm-hmm.
Where here, as you mentioned, you've got the variable humidity control, and it's a completely different comfort level.
It is. And the furnace is doing both, because I think ours is 21 SEER. We finally just went over $75 on our gas bill
right.
for our house, which was, I've been pretty amazed, because we came out of a condo that was 1,000 square feet smaller, and our bills were always around $100 a month there.
Right.
And so and this is with the gas increase that we've had, too. So, you know, you can't really – I mean, our air conditioning system is longer, so that's where I would really be looking to spend my money. But if it's offered to you, if you can fit it in the budget, it's worth it. Having the extra options that you get with those systems.
Right.
I love ours. And as you know, in your name and the company name, Scott has always talked about the comfort level is as important as anything else.
Well, honestly, that's what it is. When you have the ability to control relative humidity independently from temperature, that makes a world of difference, especially if you've got instruments, guitars, piano, drum, anything stringed instruments. When you're able to control the humidity in the house, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable at a higher set temperature, thus saving.
Right.
But you're also, you know, to think outside of the box, when you're able to control that humidity, you're preserving other artifacts in the house.
Well, sure.
Wood floors and doors and...
Yeah, if you could keep that at a constant, because that is comfort, but... You know, it's kind of the same reason we tell people to be cautious about what you store in an unvented attic. Even a crawl space is not always the best thing. Even if you put it in those big Tupperware bins, doesn't necessarily mean that humidity is not going to get it unless it has a seal on it. So, yeah, a lot to be said for that. Once we learned how to operate our thermostat and all the opportunity that was there. We started using it, and I was like, oh, okay. And you think it's complicated, but it wasn't. You know, you just kind of have to go through the steps, and you know, it always helps when you read the directions. That's amazing right there in itself. So we got that taken care of, and we've been real happy with that system. So we're going to talk more about that. Lines are open, 704-570-1110. We're going to get out here and take a little break, and we'll be back with more home improvement right after this. All right, welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Glenn Frazier, Charlotte Comfort Systems.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
Hey, glad you joined us. Give us a call, 704-570-1110. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking HVAC, little heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And of course, any home improvement you want to talk about. But today's a great time to get any questions about your furnace or maybe AC or ventilation. We can talk about that as well. Mini splits, zone systems for heating and cooling, especially if you have just one unit and you're in an older home. That's one of the things that you can do also that give you a little bit more control over your HVAC. So before the break, we were talking about the modulating systems and SEER and that. So let's talk about that and what is the difference. You know, we know that the modulating systems are tiered, right? So you have a compressor that can go up and a fan that can go up and down in speeds.
It speeds up and slows down depending on the demand. If it's colder, it'll speed up and get you more heat. If it's, you know, if it's in an air conditioning mode and it's hotter outside or your house gets hotter, it can speed up and
kind of like turning on more gas or right. opening up more mm-hmm. heat to the furnace, and then of course the blower corresponds with it, right?
Right.
Okay. So and does that affect SEER really? The modulating?
Sure. It's a lot more efficient. The compressors are also a DC compressor, a three-phase DC, and it's just a lot more energy efficient. It uses a lot less electricity.
Right.
And by, you know, it's just like anything else. If you got your, turn your water on just for a little bit, you get, or if you turn it on wide open, you use more water, it costs you more.
Sure.
Same thing with the air conditioner. If it slows down, it uses less electricity.
Kind of makes sense. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You know, I guess I pay more attention to our air conditioning because the air conditioning system, the season is so much longer than the heating season. Thank you. I lived that one time before in Michigan. I don't want to go back there. But except in the summer. It's beautiful out there then. But so So the heat, but like I said in the first segment, we were, you know, we just got our last month's gas bill when it was so cold, and it would, I think it went, it was $75.90 or something. So we finally broke the $75 mark, which was pretty impressive, I thought. But really, the cooling is the thing, and our house is always comfortable. It's always running in the background. Well, the first time I saw our system running, and the outdoor fan was just barely turning, and I thought, oh no, it's already broke. No, that wasn't it. It was running on, and I didn't know that it had been set up for that yet. So, but the house is cool. The humidity, and I'm monitoring our humidity in several places because we have a sealed attic in over the house, and over the garage it is not. So we have a foil plywood on that roof, and so I monitor temperature, humidity in the crawl space, both the attics and then in the house, and man, what a difference. It's just crazy, the difference in temperature, but the humidity is always controlled, and it's always pretty close to each other in the house. The house obviously is always a little less than the attic or the crawl space, but those two run pretty close together. But it's because I attribute it to that unit that it's taking care of that humidity in the background, but it's, you know, it's just costing us, it's just sipping electricity, which is amazing.
Right. Well, you know, if you stop and think about air conditioning itself, mainly as well as furnaces, they're sized based on a few different things, you know, the square footage of the house, how much glass, so forth.
Right.
The problem is that, especially here in the Carolinas, yeah, it gets really hot, but we have a lot of milder weather.
Right.
So when the units are sized correctly, they're sized for a 93, 94 degree outdoor ambient. Well, if it's 86 degrees at night, relative humidity is at 90%, there's not a demand inside for temperature drop because
right.
it's mild outside. But that latent heat or humidity in the house just builds.
It comes no matter what.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, having that system be able to say, you know, you walk in the door and a standard air conditioner is either off or on. It's all or nothing.
Right.
So if there's not a demand for cooling, it's not dehumidifying the space. That's what the modulating equipment does. And
right.
subsequently, because of the efficiency of the compressor, that SEER ratings are much higher.
Sure.
So,
which would make sense.
Right. It's really important. Same thing with the furnaces. Those units use what they need to use as far as electricity and or gas versus off on. So it makes a big difference.
It really does. And of course, once you can get the humidity under control, if that's going in the background, the house, even at 74 degrees in our house, it's still very comfortable in there because the humidity is, you know, 52% or something. So pretty nice. It is pretty nice. And then I think the next thing that we kind of wanted to talk about with those units is, and we've been saying this for a long time, and I know I heard it from you guys, is that if you're going to go in and spend that kind of money on that system and go modulating in the higher SEER units, if you're going to spend that money, you really need to do something with your ductwork, right? If it's original ductwork in the house.
Right.
It won't work properly if it's, you know, original duct system because it was designed for a larger airflow.
Right.
So when it goes down to low speed, it just doesn't supply the right amount of air into the rooms
right.
that it needs to work. It's just like the air conditioner says your heart and your ductwork is the arteries or the, you know.
Right.
So if you don't have the right amount of airflow, you don't have the right amount of blood going to your arms or hands, and you,
right.
you're having issues there.
Same kind of thing. So you look at that, and then, of course, start taking into account if they've never been sealed, if it's much older and
right,
it hasn't been
right.
sealed. When was that, 99 when they started? I think 99 when they started sealing.
Yeah, mid-90s, late
90s, yeah. A lot of houses out there that haven't had
don't
any.
Have any.
Haven't, yeah. yeah, it hasn't yeah. had anything done to the ductwork.
I mean, ductwork is even important. Even if you don't go to the modulating system, ductwork, like you said, if it's not sealed or if it's not sized properly, even a standard 80% furnace doesn't matter. You still need to see your duct system.
You don't want to be dumping that into the attic or
right.
the crawl space. It just doesn't make sense. And a lot of times, if it's in the crawl space and you're dumping that AC, you're probably making things even worse if your vents are open, right? Mm-hmm. The outdoor vents, because now you're mixing, you're paying to cool that air. You're dumping it out in the crawl space because of all of the cracks and crevices, right, in the ductwork. And possibly even, you know, a gouge or maybe one's fallen off. You know, has anybody even looked at it? You know, especially that one in the far corner where nobody wants to go.
Or can't fit.
Or can't fit. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So probably best to talk about that. And I only bring it up because every once in a while I hear a customer and they'll say, well, you know, we need to get new HVAC, but they're telling us that the ductwork probably needs to be changed, you know. And then I ask them a few questions about the house, and they tell me, and I said, it probably does,
right?
You know, because it's just older. So they're only trying to get you the max for your system. So don't spend all that money on extra on a higher SEER system, and then don't change your ductwork because all you're going to do is dump it in the crawl space or the attic.
Right.
So get that take, or maybe it won't get there at all because of the resistance. And that's right. that's what you were talking about, right. Zeke.
Yeah.
So. I think that is that's important to make sure it's been designed properly. And you know, let's face it, a lot of the older homes, they weren't really paying a lot of attention. They were just getting a vent to each room,
right.
And this is all that matters. Mm-hmm. And it makes it tough, especially where some of the ductwork is. You know, I don't know who you guys have working for you to get to some of that stuff, but it wouldn't be me. I can tell you.
Yes. I did it many, many years ago. I was much thinner. but, you know, you brought something up, too. You know, not only is it the efficiency of the equipment and things, people, you're looking at air quality concerns, too.
When we come back from this break, we'll talk about that and how much of a difference that can make for the return of the supplies to be sealed and doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then I think we'll talk a little bit more about the whole house filter, which is great. I love that. We have it on our home as well. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. Lines will be open 704-570-1110. Give us a call. We'll be back with more home improvement right after this. Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Dolan.
I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
Glenn Frazier, Charlotte Cumberson.
Hey, we're going to do the Home Depot product of the week real quick. This week it is a 22-foot reach. It's a Gorilla ladder. It's basically a multi-position ladder. It's got a 300-pound load rating. These things are pretty cool because you can fold these up and keep them in a tight space, but still be able to get out and reach 22 feet with them. And you know, you think that they're heavy. And just for grins, I looked this up. So this Gorilla ladder for a 22-foot extension is 40 pounds, but a 20-foot extension ladder with the same rating of a 1A, which is 300 pounds, is 37 pounds. So when you think about a multi-position ladder, all the different things you can do with it, because you can make a step ladder out of an A-frame ladder. You can kind of bend it over, stick it on stairs, almost make a walkboard or a scaffolding if you laid a piece of plywood on it. So pretty neat. These ladders are about $260 available at the Home Depot. So that's our product of the week, and it's the Gorilla Reach MPXA aluminum multi-position ladder. Check it out. All right. So before we broke, we were talking about the variable speed units and then how important the ductwork is. And I think after that, we kind of wanted to go into changing it to not lose your conditioned air, changing out your ductwork or getting it sealed, whatever needs to be done to improve it. The other part you were talking about, Glenn, was air quality, right?
Yeah. Especially if you've got ductwork in a crawl space and there's leakage. When the unit's running, it almost creates a reverse vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So it can pull in dirt, dust, odors from the crawl space.
Right.
The musty smell, whatnot. And again, you know, just to get the efficiency that you pointed out, if you're going to spend the money, you know, the efficiency ratings on these systems are based in basically like a perfect setting.
Right.
The ductwork is sealed, it's sized correctly to hit those efficiency ratings, and to do what the units can do. So when you take a unit like that and you put it on a 20-year-old duct system that's leaking, forget about the sear rating. You're not going to get the humidity control. You're not going to have the same output or, you know, capacity and or the efficiency of it. So you would have been better off. When you look at the outlay of money, you would, if you put in a standard system with new ductwork, that system would honestly probably operate more efficiently than putting a modulating unit in on an old duct system.
Right. Would make sense.
So, and fortunately, you mentioned, you know, affordability. That's why, you know, there's some aggressive financing out there for people to make it affordable. I call it the Applebee's scenario. You know, I go by Applebee's, you know, whether it be Applebee's Outback, you know, any Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the places are packed. And, you know, you could have a really nice design system for what it would cost to go to one of these places, you know, a couple times a month.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Well, it's just a matter of understanding that having a closed system and you're not pulling all the stuff in and you're not leaking all your air out, it only makes sense. It really, I guess after we had our system, because, you know, I knew about a lot of this stuff. Obviously, we've been around you guys for years, and we've been understanding it and learning it, and as the technology comes out, you guys teach us about it. But I never thought that it would be what it is at my house. I was just really kind of surprised, you know, and I've been around this stuff my whole life, but that ductwork is sealed up tight. That system is running. For the amount of money that you save just on heating and cooling, you could easily throw that towards the ductwork. Right. You know, it's a zero game at that point for a while, but eventually once the new ductwork's paid for, now you're starting to put some money back in your pocket.
Exactly.
And you're comfortable. You know, that is that's the thing. So I kind of, you know, I kind of always thought that same thing, you know, you don't need to change that ductwork. It's not just a little bit of air, just a little bit of air here, a little bit there, but it adds up pretty quick. What, 20-25%? You could be losing.
It can be a lot. You lose a lot. I mean, you know, like he was saying, you pay to heat and cool the air, and then you blow it, and instead of putting it in the house, you blow it under the house. So, you know.
Right.
Even if the unit is doing the 15 SEER or 6 SEER or even 20 SEER, and you're losing some of it, you know, by blowing it under the house or in the attic, it's like, you know, a 10 or 12 SEER unit, you know,
right.
cost-wise. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it really does make sense. But I know we're going to be coming up on a break here pretty quick. So I think the next thing that we did that I had never had before was that furnace filter located at the furnace, the one-year filter. And for us, it truly is a one-year because it's we don't have carpet in the house. We have no pets.
Right.
So it stays. I mean, when I pulled it out, it was barely dirty. I was like, "Wow, you know, this is kind of an amazing deal." You know, when I grew up, we had furnaces that the filter was in the furnace, but it was a standard
one inch
little filter, and they were fiberglass. And as John says, they stop rocks and small pets.
Oh, I was calling them golf ball stoppers.
That's about what it's good for. So that's a pretty neat thing. So I think when we come back, we'll talk about that. And then there's electronic air filters too, right?
Right.
And then I know there's some other stuff that we can talk about that you can put on there to clean the air up. I think last month we talked a little bit about that. It got real popular during COVID.
Right.
People were jumping on that and getting it in their house, and I'm thinking, you know, it's not just then, it's all year long that could be pretty handy to have on the house. So. And we did not do that yet, and we've been talking about that for the ductwork. But you know what we were thinking? Oh, it's a brand new house. Ductwork's all new, and I knew everything was clean because I kept the ductwork sealed up the entire time the house was being built. But you know, over time with breathing and just being in there, and of course the house is tight. You know, it's the tightest house I've ever lived in. And as a matter of fact, I have a couple of leaks around some doors. I was going to readjust the weather strip and put some pads on there to force it out. But I said, no, we need the outside air. we need a little clean air coming in, right? Yeah, so pretty interesting. But anyway, we'll do that. Listen, we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 704-570-1110. Let's talk a little HVAC, talk a little home improvement. We'll be back after these messages. All right, welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Glenn Frazier, Charlotte Comfort Systems.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
Glad you joined us. Give us a call, 704-570-1110. Talking home improvement, a little emphasis on the HVAC side, but we'll take any questions. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the
All right, welcome back. It's
the upcoming Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
Zoning
Glenn
for your
Frazier,
system, anything like
and
that.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
Glad you joined us. Give us a call, 704-570-1110.
We talked about talking modulating systems on the HVAC side.
Then we kind of went into ductwork.
We'll take any questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Just as
if you have any questions about your furnace or the upcoming cooling season, maybe filtration, zoning for your system.
Doesn't really matter how much you spend on
the
other end, right?
Those questions for you.
And then filtration, I think,
The filters in the house, the modulating
systems. Most everyone's
has seen the central
returns. Then we kind of went into ductwork.
Each return would have
just as important
filter in it.
And we went through the paces through the years about
and then you switch it from
fiberglass
to pleated filters because they're somewhat better.
Doesn't really matter how much.
And then you guys started
telling us years ago about
and then filtration, I think,
the furnace, and they're what, 4 inches?
The filters in the house,
4 to 5 inches.
Most everyone,
depending on the brand,
has seen the central return.
It's a pleated 4 or 5 inch filter,
would have a filter in it, and we went through the paces through the years
they can last
about
in, you know,
switching
up
from fiberglass to go to pleated filters
because
they're somewhat better.
And
then you guys started telling us years
you don't
ago about these central filters that are at the furnace, and they're 4 inches.
They're 4 to 5 inches a year, so you have to change
depending on the brand. But
it was it's a lot easier.
Pleated 4 or 5 inch
filter is
going to
be next to the air handling unit.
Larger
going to be in the attic
right.
or in the
crawl
and
space.
They can
right.
last in, you know, up to a year.
But that can be
easily
to
your house
while you
have
the maintenance done.
So if you have a
you
maintenance
know,
agreement,
if you don't have
fast carpet
and add a filter to the maintenance
usually
agreement, then
just
change
pets,
it once
yeah.
a year.
Once
done.
A year, so
it's done.
You don't have to filter
off your calendar. Really, if they know you're doing it, they kind of keep track of it for you.
The filter is going to be next to the air handling.
And of course, if you have some fur babies in there, then you probably need to be thinking about.
But that can be
at least the first year, you need to check it at 6 months intervals, right? Make sure it's not loaded.
Make sure that the filter add a filter.
But in most cases, it's just change.
Year, especially
year,
with a lot
done.
Of the houses
and it's
done,
done.
You don't have to worry about it.
Calendar
yeah.
Really, if they know you're doing it, they kind of
attic,
keep track of
have
it
a,
for you.
Right, the return is up
done.
In the ceiling.
And of course, if you have some fur babies in there, then you probably
the
need to be thinking about
at least the first
year you need to check it.
That really
makes it nice, really. And those filters, like you say, they're pleated.
In most cases,
we don't think about that, but that's a lot of area inside there because that filter's going in and it's coming back out.
Especially if the unit's
multiple times,
have a,
so
the
if you were stretch that
ceiling,
out, I've never. Have you guys ever done that?
It's
cut
less
one open
dust
to stretch it out to see how many
ceiling.
Yards,
so,
square yards.
If
it's
once a year,
20 by 4 inch filter
that makes it that really
out,
that makes it that makes it nice, really. And those filters, like you say, they're pleated, so we don't think about that. But that's a lot of area inside there because that filter's going in and it's coming back out.
That 1 inch pleated filter,
multiple times. So if you were stretch that out, I've never. Have you guys ever done that? Cut one open to stretch it out to see how many yards.
It's probably 20 by 20 by 4 inch filter. Those in,
you flatten it out. It's
and
about
as they five start getting
feet.
Dirty,
wow,
you add resistance.
Right,
you're almost suffocating.
And especially like
sure,
you
well, that was
going to
be my next thought on that was that,
that one
with
inch
your returns
filter,
now, and we have three different size returns.
So
I would have to have three different size filters in the house.
They go
we were changing them, so that's one aspect of it. But that resistance on the system is what I was thinking is that you have that one filter.
Getting
at
dirty,
the furnace where it's strongest and it can pull,
right. You're almost suffocating. The
if you had a little
sure,
leak,
well,
in
that
your
was
going
to be my next. My next
start
thought on
that
was
the return, wouldn't it?
Right.
With your returns now, and we have three different size returns,
anyway.
So I would have to have three different size filters
month,
in the house
so thing,
if we were changing them. So that's one aspect
months.
Of it, but. That
but
resistance
on the
system
side,
is what
possible,
I was thinking is
right?
that you have
no,
that one filter
in the
at the furnace where
those
it's strongest and it can
be changed
pull.
Monthly.
Right.
because
if you had a little
thin,
leak in your return,
or 1 inch,
it'd start pulling outside
the
return.
So when you look at sheer economics,
pretty,
too,
pretty quick.
I mean,
or,
some
or,
of those
or
one
more
inch
severe
clean
anyway.
Filters are 15, well,
climbing a ladder every other month or so.
A piece. That's the thing is those 1 inch clean filters that say up to
every
three
other
months.
Month.
I mean,
if it says it on the side,
three
it's
times,
gospel,
right?
Well, no,
a year.
When you're especially
what you
with
a 5 inch pleating,
those filters
filter,
should be changed,
which is actually
monthly.
Doing a better job,
right. Higher
because
percentage
they're so
of
smaller
thin, or
right.
Know,
well, and
inch.
And I think the other
so
thing
when
too
you look
that
at sheer economics
through
too,
all the years
I mean,
of having filters at my returns, what I always noticed, and I was always a stickler for this, but I would when I took the filter out, I would vacuum the grate off,
almost
three times. The frame
year,
where the filter sits, and it was always amazing
the one filter, which
yeah.
is actually
dust
doing a better
was
job.
Underneath the back side of that
right.
filter.
Well,
on
and
the
frame I think the other thing
the
too,
filter,
that
so
if
the
filter
all the
there,
years
you don't even
of
see it,
having
pull it out,
you
see all
filters
that dust,
at,
well,
at my return.
Think about how much is
what
getting
I always
by
noticed,
filter,
and I was always and
going back and
this,
getting
stuff
with
the coil.
When I took the filter out, I would vacuum the grate off.
It really kind of made a believer
out of frame where the filter sits,
and it was always amazing to me.
I did, you know, and if you can't afford it, I think one of the things that you can do
of that filter.
I bought some
frame
weather stripping
filter, so.
If
at
the filter's
our, at our
in there, you don't even see
it.
Once
lined
you pull it out, you see all
that,
that
filter
dust.
Box.
Well,
where
think
the
about how much
sits
is getting by
right.
that filter.
And that did
and going back
help
and
that quite
a bit.
The coil
I
in,
saw
in the furnace itself.
You didn't, I really
so,
didn't see any dust
yeah,
after that, but
it really
gave kind of
made
a pressure
out of me.
You know,
of course,
after pulling,
you know,
it pulls up. I did, you know, and if you can't afford it, I think one of the things you can do
would actually twist.
I bought some thin weather,
and that's where I noticed that
at our
townhouse,
and I
lined leaking around the back
filter box
where the filter sits against.
Just another reason
that did. Help
that
quite
a bit.
5-inch
filter in the furnace.
I saw as much.
You didn't, I really didn't see any dust after that, but it gave a little bit of pressure.
And it, like you said,
and of course it's pulling.
You eliminate all that
up against it, but
have
it's
to
remember
so much,
every month
it's
do
pulling
it.
So
or
much that
maybe
it would
it's not
actually
even remember.
That
maybe
filter,
it's just having the energy.
And
to
that's
do
where
it.
I noticed
right.
that.
Well, you know, especially for some of the folks,
the air was leaking around the backside of that filter. So
a lot of the newer houses.
Just another reason that
10, 12, 14 foot ceiling.
5-inch filter in the furnace.
Climbing up on a ladder, most people don't want to do that.
I think so.
It just basically,
and
it, not
like
only
you said,
is it better for the equipment.
You know, you eliminate all that hassle
you,
of having to remember every month to do it.
Or
maybe it's not even remember. Maybe it's just having
clean.
The energy to do it.
A homeowner gets
well, you know, especially for
and
some of the folks
that
once you know,
year,
you're having
climbing
to,
a ladder,
right,
a lot of the newer houses.
Yeah. It makes sense all the way around. I mean, you know, and I guess when you're looking at it,
you're climbing up on a ladder.
When you're sitting there with the guy and you're talking about costs,
it just basically, not only
you have a furnace,
you
have an air conditioner putting in, maybe you need to
higher percentage of smaller dirt.
I really need to add that on.
Keeping the coil clean.
Well, that's what the conversation is about. Yeah, it's really not.
It's once a year.
Maybe a few more bucks, but
right.
really when you do the math on it, it makes sense all the way around.
Math.
I mean, you know, I guess when you're looking at it, and when you're sitting there with the guy and you're talking
about that
initial
cost
up front, which was
the
same thing that we faced when we
have
an building the house and
you have
a budget.
You need to get some ductwork.
Everything.
I really need to add
that
on,
but.
You know,
well,
we spent
just,
more on the air conditioning
just,
the and heating, and
about.
I thought,
yeah, it's
you know,
really not.
She'd
maybe
like to
a
have
few
those
more
light
bucks,
fixtures
over
really
here
when
a little
you do
bit more than
math.
That. But
we pulled the trigger,
math.
And it
is, and
it is.
Over 10-year cost of ownership.
Now we're glad, because now you can afford
light fixtures.
It just makes sense.
Right.
It's just that initial cost up front, which was
the same thing that
we
faced.
I think the difference that we paid a budget.
And
we're
coming
up in March.
You're building
we'll be there
in the new house.
You know, we spent
years.
More on the air conditioning and heating, and I thought,
it's,
you know,
it's
she'd
paid
like
for
to have those light fixtures.
I feel
here
almost sure that
more than
we
caught
that,
up
to
we
the
pulled
difference.
The trigger
so,
and we did what we did.
You know,
and,
once
and
we made that decision,
now we're glad
to go with
now
that
can
equipment.
Afford light fixtures.
Right.
It just makes sense.
It doesn't take long for it to pay for itself.
It just makes sense. So
I think the difference that we paid,
you can't put a price on your comfort.
And we're coming up.
We have
March. We'll be there in the new house 3 years.
Okay.
We're getting here, getting close to the top of the hour.
Lines are
open. 704-570-1110.
You know, once we made that decision,
we'll talk all day about this.
Go with that equipment.
Something you want to talk about? We'd love.
Makes sense.
Love to hear.
It doesn't take long for it to pay for itself.
About
course,
whatever home improvement,
as
you
guys
going
say,
on.
You can't put a price on.
And then
on
don't
your
forget,
comfort.
It's AskJohnAndDave.com is the website. You can go there. You can send
okay,
us a question.
We're
we'll talk
a
little bit about
the top
that.
Of the
hour.
Question.
Lines are open
for
704-570-1110.
Last week about a
generator. We'll talk all day about this
stuff.
I'll pull that up.
We'd love to
talk
a little bit about that. But I know you guys are installing
about whatever home improvements you got going on
through the electrical side of it.
And don't forget,
cooling,
it's
AskJohnAndDave.com. I want to talk about the website. That, her situation, there, you can send us a question. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I had a question for Zeke. We'll send us a note last week about a generator.
It was a little quiet. I was telling you guys at the break that we'll talk a little bit about that.
But I know you guys are
installing generators. Wasn't really down, but there was a certificate or something missing, and it was probably flashing
danger.
Want to talk about that and her situation and what she was dealing with.
I don't think it was...
Questions at AskJohnAndDave.com or AskJohnAndDave.com.
So
the questions,
the safety,
and
all those warnings
we'll
are gone off of it
there as well.
And I don't really think there
was
any problem.
It was a little
problem.
Quiet. I was telling you guys at the break that the website
was, used to be on there and
wasn't
then it wasn't
really down, but there was a certificate or something missing.
We didn't get any questions
probably
for a good while.
Danger or, you know, John and Dave
are going to take your information, whatever.
Okay, listen, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more home improvement
installed properly. So.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show.
All right, welcome. It's hour number two of the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Dolan.
John and Dave, answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning at Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Home Improvement, talking some HVAC today. All right, welcome. It's hour number two of the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doble.
I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
And I'm Glenn Frazier.
Multi-stage units or modulating
units. All
right,
glad you joined us. John's off this week, by the way.
Kind of got into duct work and then filters.
Lines open, 704-5710.
And I think after that,
where we're left is with talking home improvement,
talking some HVAC today.
If you have any questions about that,
to clean air.
We talked a little bit in the first hour about
what do you think is the most efficient or the best thing
multi-stage units or modulating units, and then
kind of got into duct work and then filters and the whole house filter. And I think after that, where we're left is with
light on it.
Some of the items you can put on a system to clean the air.
That's one step.
And what do you guys?
And now that's what's your faves?
Stop there for a second with the odor neutralizing grid. What is it, like a charcoal
out there?
Well, where the step up from the itself also at the filter would be
charcoal,
like
the pure
covering on it.
The dust mm-hmm.
But then the
filter's got a UV light on it.
It's got
a titanium
an odor neutralizing, you know, grid on there.
And that's so that combination causes that
and now that
kills
any stop there for a second with the odor neutralizing grid. What is it,
like
a charcoal?
The pure air is a phenomenal.
Insert
the filter itself also the filter itself comes with a charcoal covering.
So it tackles
it.
When you look at air quality. You've got airborne, especially in a tight house.
It's a titanium catalyst.
You've got a lot of furniture that off gas.
And so that combination causes that kills any stale air
quality. Yeah, like Zeke was saying, the pure air is a phenomenal product. It's actually air purification. And versus
because of that three-part series, that
MERV 16,
so it tackles
MERV
carbon
air
quality.
You've got airborne, especially in a tight house.
Especially,
you've got a lot of furniture that's off gas.
Sure.
You know,
when you suffer from
gas
sort of respiratory or anything like that,
not only areas of airborne dirt, dust in particular,
you got odors,
you've got a lot of these off gas
and
ozone
compounds.
Sure.
That can trigger
because of that three-part series
attacks,
that
and MERV 16
so
MERV
it's
carbon woven filter.
Right.
My opinion, though, it's way fantastic. Especially they're fantastic. If you've got my wife,
yeah, and that's
so
it's a great idea. I know when we before we moved in our house. We
not
were fortunate enough that the bulk of it was done and all
of
the new things were in the house before we actually moved in. So we ran some air purifiers in there just for that reason, for the off-gassing from all the products.
From
the finishes off of the cabinets.
It's a great idea. I know when we before we moved in our house,
everything, and
even we were fortunate enough that
the
bulk of it was done.
And of course, the worst was
all of the new things were in the house.
Was
before
sealed,
we actually
but the
moved
house
in,
was
so
still
we,
open
we ran
for a good little while.
We ran some air purifiers,
which that
off gassed
a lot of that because there's quite a bit of off gassing from all the products, you know,
from
the
finishes
off
of the cabinets.
And I don't know.
I don't know what those.
Yeah, just plastics
and
the paint and
how dangerous
and everything,
it is,
and even some new furniture,
clean air from.
And
the
then of course the worst was the
it's probably
the attic
not all that good for
was
you
sealed,
first,
so.
But the house was still open for a good.
That's kind of
while,
important because you know we noticed when we just a lot of that
something new in
quite
the house,
a bit of off-gassing,
a small piece of furniture,
you know, in that situation.
You can you come in after you've been
gone
all day, you can smell
what those the odor coming off of that
furniture,
how dangerous it is, but it's not
like paint
naturally. Clean air
paint
from the mountains.
Really
I'm thinking that it's
right.
It's probably not all that good for you at first.
To,
so
to some of these
yeah. So that's kind of important because you know
right,
we noticed
yeah,
when
it's
we
so slight, but
something
it's
there in the
right,
house
it
could
just
be
a
small
glue
piece of furniture
or
whatever.
But
and
think of all
you
the
can,
cleaning
you come in
and
after
general,
you've been gone all day, you
could
smell it. And you're like, wow, you know, it must be from that furniture.
Every chemical and everything you bring in a house, from the ladies' hairsprays and it's really obvious,
right? Right.
Stays trapped,
but
the exposure.
Yeah, even the perfume. Even just lotions can be overwhelming if it's a
right,
tight
really.
Area.
Yeah, because
so.
It's so slight, but it's there.
Yeah, so that,
right.
that,
just the glue
that makes a big difference.
Or whatever.
When
and
you think of all the cleaning supplies, I mean, just
too,
in general, newer construction, the houses are being built so tight
but,
now.
But,
right.
Every
yeah, so
and everything you bring in a house for
the UV light, I guess, is
the
other piece of
that. Just stays trapped in
when
that
you talk about that.
Yeah,
that
even the perfume
and
just lotion.
And I know a lot of people probably know what it is, but how do they work?
Tight
where does
area,
it go?
So.
Just it fits in the ductwork.
Yeah,
work,
so that makes a big difference.
The Pure Air actually is a 3-part system. You've got the 5-inch pleated carbon
but,
filter.
Yeah, so
there's two UVA bulbs.
The UV light,
UVA
I guess, is the other
it's,
the other piece.
You got UVA and UVC.
When you talk about
UVC
that
is what kills
then,
mold spores.
And I know a lot of people probably know what it is,
that,
but how do they work? Where does it go?
In a coil.
It fits in the duct work,
or
right?
In the duct itself.
The
Pure Air actually is biological art,
if you will. Right.
The UVA bulb has there's two
carbon
of them,
filter.
And then the titanium catalyst.
There's two UVA
so
bulbs.
It's like a honeycomb.
UVA is
so
different.
Those
three
parts.
Different.
You got UVA and UVC.
Okay.
UVC
so
is what kills mold
and
spores.
Then you can
and
also add UV
that kind
lights.
Of stuff.
Or
they've got
those can be mounted in a coil
scrubbers.
Right.
Or in the
duct
itself.
Mounted,
so there's different ways to
any
tackle
biological growth.
But
if
the Pure Air tackles all
the UVA bulb.
So that gets it all done.
There's two of them. And then the titanium catalyst.
Okay, good.
So
that was
it's like a honeycomb
and I did not realize
so
that the bulbs
those
were part
parts
of that or
make
that the UV
the
was part of that. That's pretty cool.
So
okay. So
and then you
part
can
of
also
it,
the, add
the,
UV lights.
The biggest
or
thing about
got, ionizers
the Pure
or
Air
scrubbers,
right?
And, you know, you have to
duct mounted.
Make sure you tell
so
the customer.
There's different ways
they,
to tackle.
You, know, you sell them a Pure
but
Air.
The Pure Air tackles
it
all
is
three.
A yearly maintenance.
Right. So that gets it all done
that,
one
you know,
package.
Yeah,
both
yeah.
Three of those.
Very nice.
The filter, the UV light.
That was
and
I did not realize that their bulbs were part of that.
But if you're doing that,
additional expense every year that you have to do.
But if you're doing it, you probably need it.
Right.
You kind of have to expect that. But if it's not something that you need, probably a little harder.
You know,
swallow
you have
that,
to,
I would think.
Make
so.
Sure you tell the customer.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we snuck by our break just
a
little bit, so let's do that. Lines open 704-570-1110, and we'll be back with more home improvement after this.
The catalyst every year.
Right. Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doble.
I'm Glenn Frazier, Charlotte Compass Systems.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
All right, lines are lit up here.
Okay.
Let's
all right,
let's
well,
go right to it. Let's
we're,
get
we snuck
Henry
by our break
in
just a little
bit. So
hey, Henry,
that.
Welcome to the
line
program.
Lines
thanks
open
for holding.
704-570-1110, and we'll be back with more home improvement after this.
I was actually calling about property.
Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave.
And,
I'm Dave Doble.
We have an older
Frazier,
there.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating,
have
Cooling,
propane
and
there for heat.
All right, lines are lit up here. Let's go right to it. Let's get Henry in here.
And
hey, Henry, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding. How can we
it.
Help?
It's getting older, maybe 14 years old. Thanks for taking my call. And starting to think about replacement. I was actually calling about a condo is a condominium in the mountains, approximately
and,
1,200 square feet.
We
have
an older unit
at there.
800 lower level.
It's we have
the thing
propane
is,
there for
the
heat, and of course electricity for cooling.
On the upper level, in the floor,
and we've been
having
lower
level
issues with it. It's
ceiling.
Getting older, maybe 14
and there's
years
only
old.
Three vents
and starting
lower
to think
level.
About replacement.
And this thing really struggles to heat the lower level.
Condo is two levels.
And
approximately
just
curious square feet upper
level
and 800 lower level.
What your thoughts
level.
Are on
replacement?
The thing
is,
it
some
is
people
the
have replaced theirs in our community with
on
the upper
fuel,
level in the
propane
in the
combination
floor,
with
and lower
level
heat
the,
pump or in the ceiling.
And
there's only three vents.
Just lower
level.
What your thoughts
and
are on
the thing
that.
Really struggles to heat the lower
that's
level.
That's what I would consider the dual fuel heat pump with the propane
just curious,
backup.
as far
what
as
you
the
all
airflow,
thoughts are on
the
replacement.
What you need more air.
Some people have replaced theirs in our community with dual fuel.
The problem
propane
is that
duct combination
between
with
the floors,
heat
so
pump,
the ceiling. You know, you're going to have to tear some of that ceiling out to see.
Just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
What's in between and how to get more airflow to it.
Considered dual fuel
heat pump with the propane back.
That hard. It's just going to be a little bit of
as far as the airflow
to the taking out
some of the need more air downstairs for 800 square
for the 800 square feet
to be able to get some more.
The problem is
downstairs.
That ductwork is in between
the
floors.
Where's the furnace at,
you know,
Henry?
You're going to tear some of that ceiling out.
It's in a crawl space, and we're a lower level unit. So the good news is we do have a crawl space right underneath our lower level.
That hard is just going
to
be a little bit.
And we could maybe
put a vent some of this
down there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't not know when to be able to
get some more airflow downstairs.
Well, he said condo. I'm thinking, where's the furnace with the Henry?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Slab.
It's in a crawl space, and we're a lower level
additional
unit. So the good news is, we do have
hard.
A crawl space
and
right
sounds like they might
our
be
lower
a prime
level.
Candidate for a zone system. Do you have just one thermostat, Henry?
Put a vent. We have two.
Oh, so they do set up for one for the lower. So it is zone. So
it's not knowing.
I wonder if maybe they got a damper that's bad too. Well, you said condo. I'm thinking some slab with a.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Slab. So if you got a crawl space
and
they. Getting
have
that
been out to fix
additional ductwork in the downstairs would not be that hard.
And then heat sounds like they might be a prime candidate for a zone system. Do you have just one thermostat, Henry?
Dual fuels? No, we have two.
Oh, so they do
fuel we should look at? Lower.
So it is zone. So
it is zone, yeah.
I wonder if maybe they got a damper.
Not really.
Bad
I mean,
too.
if you were
so having that would be
issues,
something
I guess
to look at.
One alternative,
yes, we've had
if
issues
the system
with the damper,
was working, it wasn't, you know, the
14-year-old
unit.
Fix it a couple times.
I would possibly say, you know, a mini split for that downstairs to, you know, supplement
the
heating
are there
and cooling downstairs.
Besides
but
dual
I
fuels,
go
that
dual way,
fuel we should look at?
Knowing that the system is 14 years old. No,
yeah,
not really. I mean,
if
you were having issues, I guess the one alternative, if the system was working,
pump,
it wasn't, you know, the 14-year-old unit,
the house with electric,
I would possibly say a, you know,
probably the majority
a mini split
for
that downstairs to, you know, supplement some heating and cooling downstairs. But
when the outdoor ambient temperature drops
way,
below a certain
knowing,
degree,
knowing
that furnace would kick on.
Old.
And fortunately,
yeah, your best bet.
I mean,
there
they've
got
furnaces now that are 99% efficient.
Traditionally, with dual fuel,
so for every dollar you spend on gas, you're going to get 99%
you'll heat the house
of that
with electric. Dollar is going to go
probably
into
the majority
home
of the time, which is a lot
so,
more efficient overall than obviously
on an efficiency standpoint. That would be your best alternative
when the outdoor ambient temperature
and also address
a
zoning degree that furnace would kick on
because you've got with that modulating equipment we were discussing earlier.
They've got furnaces
if you've only got one of those thermostats calling for cooling.
So for every dollar you spend,
you're
going to
want
gas,
a system that has the ability
of
and the intelligence
dollars
to speed up or
slow
down
heat
depending
in
on which zone so, is calling.
That on an efficiency
rather
standpoint,
than
that would be your best
a system
alternative
that runs at full capacity
and also address zoning.
So, because
you know,
you've got with
that
modulating
to,
equipment we were discussing
Lennox
earlier,
would be your
if
you know,
you've only got one of those
on
thermostats calling
the iHarmony
cooling,
zoning system is
you're
going
to want a system that has the ability and the intelligence
to
speed up or
slow
down
okay.
depending on which
ramp
zone
the blower
is
up or down
depending on
rather than having
calling.
A system
lot more precise
that runs
and
at full capacity regardless
right
so.
And then you could just
you know,
have your, I would just have
into,
your, whoever your company, the HVAC
your,
company
you know,
is up there
your
and have them
that,
check and see how difficult it would
phenomenal.
Be to add a couple of ducts
because
in that crawl
a
space
speed zoning system
and just have a plan for that. But I think maybe I would get the system changed and get the zoning repaired before I added ducts just to make sure you didn't have that extra expense. Then they could, and then you could just have your, I would just have,
they could tell you when they're there if it could be done, the HVAC company is up there.
And have
it,
them
then you'll
check and see
then you'll have all your options
how difficult
in front
of you. So it
later
would be
to add
a comfortable
ducts in that crawl
feel
space,
like you need more air you can have them come back
and just
add
have
those,
a plan for
registers.
That but I think
okay.
maybe
that's
I would get the
idea.
System changed
for
and yeah because you may find out with a new system
just to make sure
which is what we've been
you
talking about
the whole show these modulating systems you
it might be better off
if they could tell you when they're there if it can be done and then you could get kind of a price on
it
but then you'll
have
all your options in front
of
you so later if it's not comfortable
feel like you need more air
okay
you have
okay
come back and
well, thank
those,
you very much
all right good luck Henry we appreciate it
okay that's a good okay. idea try it out
bye-bye.
For a while first
yeah because he's gone
may John's
find
up
out
next
Wanda
system,
hang tight you'll be right after
what
John
we've been talking
hey
about
John
the whole
welcome
show
to
these
the modulating
systems
help? you might be better
off. I've got a question about garage
than you
doors.
Are, and I'm pretty sure you probably would.
My daughter is having two new garage doors.
You're
going to
be better off. I mean, we
the double wide
really
ones, a single.
Hesitation. So
before she installs them, she wants.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck, Henry. We appreciate it.
Currently white, as most of them are.
Henry's gone. John's up next. Wanda, hang tight. You'll be right after John. Hey, John. Welcome to the program.
First of all, I don't think it's a good idea, but. If she goes forward,
I've got a
with
question
it.
About garage doors.
What
my,
kind of
print does she need to do?
My daughter's having two new garage
paint
doors
and
roll
it or brush it.
Double wide.
Do you have any thoughts
single
on that?
Yeah,
but
sure. First of all, I kind of agree with you. If you don't have to paint it, if she could order those doors in brown versus white,
dark brown.
If that's possible, and I know with the supply chain,
first of all, I don't think it's
a
good idea. But
garage doors got hit pretty hard. During that time as well.
What kind of prep
does
she need to do
pandemic.
And what kind of paint and
I would,
roll it or
brush it? I would see if
or,
she could order them in the color
that
she wants.
Yeah, sure.
Because that
first of all, I kind of agree
better
with you. If you don't have to paint
on,
it, if she could order those doors in brown versus
now,
white.
That's not to say that you can't
if that's
paint
possible. And I know with the supply chain issues,
you know, either the same color or a different color
got hit pretty hard
after the fact
during that time as well.
What they're going to find is during the pandemic, if they scratch that surface a little bit.
See if she could order them in the color that she
really
wants.
It's going to show
because that finish is much
pretty
better
quick.
And
baked on.
Once that paint hardens, it probably won't be that
much. It's just
going
to last longer.
Now,
that's not
deal,
to say that you can't paint a garage
you know, she
door,
could just use an acrylic
you know,
latex
same color
paint,
or a different color
need to
after the
either
fact
sand it or put
what
some type
they're
of chemical
find is
on
that
is that
if
existing
if
paint
scratch
if she does
surface
choose to paint
a little
it
bit,
to
that brown
to take
with
the
white
gloss
underneath
off.
It's really gonna it's gonna show
sometimes
through,
the easiest way with that
is
once that paint hardens
no sand
won't be that much of a
that you can
wipe it down with
but I don't think you want to sand them.
You know,
that's
she could just
work
use an acrylic latex paint.
To be able to
probably
going to
need
so
to either that sand it or put some type
too
of a chemical
so
on that that existing
and,
paint.
And really,
if
you could talk
to
her
into it,
she'd be better off
to
if she got a
gloss
paint on there. It's
sometimes
just
the
be
easiest
better
way with that is
a much better situation
there's a product
for
her called
no sand.
You know, that's
you can wipe it
it's
down
always
with
been my belief. It's
I
better
don't
if you
want don't
sand them. That's
if you
a lot
can
of
keep
work
from painting your gutters or garage
doors
or things of that
so
nature.
Either that or
texture to it too. So that's listening. I hope she takes your advice.
That's
really
what I would
you
do
talk
to
her.
She's better off if
she got
the doors
in
the brown color that she wants
there.
Get those
it's
going to
be a much better,
even if you got
a
much
better
bit,
situation
probably,
for her in the long run. You know, that's
all right. Very
that's
good.
Always
thank
been
you
my belief.
Thanks
it's better if you don't, if you can keep from painting your gutters or garage doors or things of that nature, you're better off.
Hey, Wanda.
They just don't.
Well, she's
welcome
listening
to the program.
Hey,
we're right
advice
up against a break. And
that's what I would do is just see if
topic,
she can get
then,
the doors in the brown
we'll,
color
we'll
that
come back,
she wants
we'll
and get those orders.
Question. How's
and,
that?
Even if you got to wait a little
okay,
bit,
go ahead.
Probably, you're probably better off.
I have
off
three questions in reference to
all right, system. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just purchased
thanks
a property
for the call
yesterday up in Virginia area.
I'm going to get, let's get the,
property.
Hey, Wanda.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Michael,
hey, welcome to the program.
I'm sorry,
hey,
we're
right
up
against
the break, have,
and so I
we
want
to
set
time
your,
for,
set
for
your
all
topic.
That.
And
so
then,
if you don't mind, we'll put you on hold,
and
we'll get to you.
You'll be the first one right out of the break.
Okay, go ahead.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thanks
for holding.
Okay, Wanda's going to hold for us. Lines open 704-570-1110.
We're going to take a break, get a few messages and some news in here, and we'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry. We're not going to have.
Welcome back
for all of
the Home
that. So
the Home Depot.
If you don't mind,
we'll
show John
and Dave.
I'm
Dave Doval.
We'll
I'm Zeke Acosta with
Acosta
Heating,
the break.
Cooling, and Electrical.
And I'm Glenn Fraser.
Thanks
for
holding.
Systems.
All right,
okay,
guys, thanks for joining
us.
Lines
open
704-570-1110.
Give us a call.
We're
going to
take a break and get a few messages.
Let me. I'm going to do this gorilla ladder because then we're going to get back to Wanda because she's got three questions. We want to make sure we get.
Welcome back.
This week's
the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
Gorilla Ladder. It's a multi position. It's 28 telescoping positions. So,
all right, guys, thanks for joining us. Lines open
704-570-1110.
Give us a call talking some home improvement here today.
So it must be able to lock.
I'm going
to
do this Gorilla Ladder because then we're going to get back to
lightweight, like I said earlier.
It
weighs 40 pounds.
Make sure we get this.
It's double sided.
This week's product, Home Depot product of the week, is the 22 foot Gorilla Ladder.
It's a multi-position.
It's
28
telescoping
positions.
So,
there's
a
lot you can do with
vehicle
this thing.
And I was also reading,
of course,
you can buy
storage
wheels
in your garage.
So I guess when
you know,
it's in scaffolding mode,
you don't have to have a whole
rolling
2-foot ladder.
So it must be able to lock and lock down.
So that's
kind of
cool.
Just half that size.
Lightweight, like I said
earlier, and
it's
rated for
3 pounds.
So
it's
great deal all the way around.
Again,
that's
the
22-foot Gorilla Ladder multi-position. Zeke brought up a great point that these ladders, the lot of them, you can give it a chance, get a shot in a smaller.
Let's get Wanda in here. Hey, Wanda.
Of course, for storage in your garage.
How can we help?
A big garage, you don't have to have a whole 22-foot ladder taking up a whole wall.
Yesterday,
this thing's
just
half that
size.
Richmond,
so, Virginia area.
And it's rated for 300 pounds, so it's a great deal all the way around. Again, that's the 22-foot Gorilla ladder multi-position ladder, and it's available at the Home Depot. Give it a chance, give it a shot. Let's get Wanda in here.
In the wall.
Hey, Wanda.
Have to tear that wall up.
Hi.
To
how can we help?
Wire. So I purchased the property
it's hard
yesterday.
To say. I mean,
it's a foreclosure.
It depends on
it's
when
up
the
in the Richmond,
house
Virginia
was built.
Area.
Sometimes they would
unlike
staple
Henry,
thermos,
caller,
as it came up the 2x4, they would staple
the
thermostat wire to the
the
2x4, but sometimes
the
they just leave it loose.
So
you might be able just to make a little bit larger opening.
How long is that wire in the wall?
And just pull the thermostat from the crawl space of the attic down to
get a little bit extra.
It's hard to say. I mean, extra. It depends on when the house was built.
I usually like to leave several feet in the wall. We
came up
we do
staple
it, but we just barely tack it,
right?
Just so it holds in place. That's the best scenario right there.
You might be able just
so really that's what he's saying, Juan, is that they'll have to look down that wall and grab a hold of it
from the
crawl space. They may have to go to the attic or the crawl space or basement,
a little bit extra,
see if there's any slack.
I try to pull
usually
it up.
Leave, worst case scenario is
like
that they're going to have to cut
several feet
open,
in the
right.
wall,
and they
can
add on to
we
that
do
wire.
Staple
yeah.
So
it could be
barely
be put
back
right.
together,
just so it holds.
It may have a little drywall.
That's the best scenario right there.
They have to cut the wall open.
So really, that's what he's saying, Wanda, is that they'll have to look down that wall and grab a hold of it. And see, they may have to go to
the
attic or the crawl space or basement, wherever, see if there's any slack. And try to pull it up. Worst case scenario is that they're going to
have
to cut
the
wall open, and they can add on to that wire. So it could be put back together, but you may have a little drywall work
there that are missing.
If they have to cut the wall open to get to it.
Exactly, yes, two of them are missing.
They must have been nest thermostats.
Is it a single level house or two story?
It's two story.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know where the equipment is? Is the wire there? I mean, can you see the thermostat wire, or is it just a hole in the wall?
Honestly, I think it's in both. I think
the
one
upstairs is just a hole in the wall, and
another
one
downstairs,
I can
literally
see
the
wire,
right? But it's right there at the wall.
So there's two thermostats that used to be there that are missing? The upstairs should be an easy fix. You just come down the wall plate.
They must have been Nest thermostats.
Any company's HVAC company there should be able to fix a wire down the wall. Is the wire there? I mean, can you see the thermostat wire?
Is
if you
it
get
just
access
a hole
to that
in the
wire,
wall.
You could open
the
wall
one upstairs
just a little
is just a hole
bit,
in the wall,
reach in there
and
with
the one
either
downstairs,
needle
I can literally
pliers,
see the wire,
perhaps,
right? But it's
and
right
see if
there
there's any clay in that wire
wall.
If you can pull it.
Okay.
The upstairs should be an easy fix.
Yeah,
you just come down the wall plate up above. any company's HVAC company up there should be able
so
to fix
the other question
a wire
I had, on
the
inspection, they found
to remedy
that the bathroom
and then the downstairs
upstairs,
is, if you get access to that wire,
to the attic and not to the outside.
You could open the wall
what's
just a little bit, reach in there with either needle
and
those pliers, perhaps, and see if there's
again,
any clay
in
that
being
wire.
In the attic
would
be fairly easy. Just have to, you see the 3 or 4 inch pipe and just run it either to the soffit or
so the other question I had on the
sure
inspection
to,
they found
kind of,
that the bathroom vent
have,
upstairs vent to the attic and not to the outside. What's
the
process
the
of venting it to the outside?
Yeah, it's right.
Simple.
Again, yeah, it's fairly
it,
simple
it
for somebody that does
it right.
Easy.
You just have to, it's either a 3 or 4 inch pipe and you just run it.
And my final question is, I don't know if HVAC,
the soffit or
I'm thinking the venting part of it. The dryer,
sure had,
the dryer vent,
kind of,
it looks like it's all clogged up. The house is like 9 years old, but it looks like it's never been cleaned out. Is that something that an HVAC unit, HVAC service can do?
It's
simple.
Yeah, it's fairly simple for somebody that does it regularly.
Do they clean dryer vents?
It depends on the company, but it's again.
And my final question is, I don't
depends
know
on how long it is.
I'm thinking the venting part of it.
Depends on
the
company
dryer,
you have coming
the dryer
out there.
Vent
could,
it looks like it's all clogged up. The house is like 9 years old, but it looks like
I know
it's never
we
been
could do
cleaned
it,
out. Is that something that
a lot of other
unit,
companies don't want to mess with it?
Right.
I've got one.
Yeah. So normally, so there's companies that will do that. I mean, I would certainly ask the HVAC guy when he's out there because it's really just
depends
a brush
on
a flat fiberglass rod and a drill. You can
depends on the
can
company you
blow
have,
out
have
and
coming
vacuum.
Out there. They could,
but if not, there's companies that specialize in just cleaning dryer ducts. That's what they do. And then, of course, anyone that cleans duct work. Yeah, so normally, so there's companies that will do that. I mean, I would certainly ask the HVAC guy when he's out there because, it's really just a brush on a flat fiberglass rod and a drill. You can blow them out and vacuum.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
But if not, there's companies that specialize in just cleaning dryer ducts. That's what they do.
Take care.
And then, of course, anyone that cleans
Wanda's gone.
Sean, we see you holding there. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll do that, and then we'll come back, and we will get your question. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
So they may look into that in the Virginia area, but that's what they do.
Dry Event Wizard. Perfect.
Yes,
thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate this information. It's been very
helpful. You're welcome. Thanks for holding so long. Appreciate it, Wanda.
Take care.
All right. Wanda's gone. Sean, we see you holding there. We got to take a quick break, but we'll do that, and then we'll come back, and we will get your question. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. It is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Glenn Fraser, Charlotte Comfort Systems.
And I'm Zeke Acosta with Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
All right. We are in the final segment here. Lines open, 704-570-1110. Let's get Sean in here. Sean, welcome to the program. How can we help?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a home in Charlotte. It was built in 96. It still has the original furnace and thermostat. I just feel like I've noticed this winter the temperature, and this could just be me, but it seems like the temperature coming out of the register when the furnace kicks on is hotter than I remember. And it also seems like maybe the furnace is cycling more frequently, you know, so I don't know if maybe it's a combination of age of the furnace or thermostat. I was just wondering if maybe that was a symptom of something, you know, like is it possible that the output temperature of the furnace can change when the furnace ages to where it's blowing hotter out of the ducts and then the room gets really hot and dry and then it turns off, gets cold, and then, you know, cycles again. I just wanted some feedback, I guess.
It's hard to say. The first thing that comes to mind is that maybe the blower wheel itself has gotten some dirt on it, so it's not blowing as the right amount of air, which if you lower the airflow, the air's going to be hotter.
Uh-huh.
And that could be the case that you need to have the blower wheel cleaned.
But okay.
If, you know,
for the general service.
Yeah.
Clean.
Right.
That's just something that they can look at when they.
Yeah. That's fairly simple to clean. It's just a matter of having to, you know, it depends on where the furnace is, but you're just taking the blower out and cleaning the blower wheel. Also, you know, if you got air conditioner, if the blower wheel is dirty, maybe even the coil is probably dirty also. So it's, you know, a combination of that.
You pretty good about changing your filters, Sean?
Every 3 months. I have three cats, so it's definitely dander and stuff like that. But, yeah, typically filters every 3 months.
Okay.
Cheaper filters. Is there a kind of an average life expectancy of a furnace? I mean, I'm assuming I must be getting close to the point. It's the original AC unit as well, so probably
You're past the life expectancy. Life expectancy of the air conditioner is 10 to 12 years, maybe 15, and the furnace 15 to 20. So you're past the life expectancy of them.
Is it all rooms that are hot? The air coming out is hotter, or is it just one room in particular?
Well, I know the register in the master blows on my side of the bed. That's when I notice it at night. When the furnace kicks on, you know, it'll just get really hot.
Right.
Blowing right on me.
Well, as far as the age of the equipment and so forth, if it's the original, it's a, you know, quote-unquote builder's grade.
Yeah.
It's a standard furnace, so it's either off or it's on. And, you know, as mild as it's been, it doesn't matter if it's 40 degrees out or 6 below zero. When the thermostat calls for heat, that thing's running at full capacity.
Yep.
Plus, like Zeke was saying, if you have a blower wheel that's dirty and or a capacitor might be weak and it's not moving, the blower's not running at the speed it should,
yep.
Could be a combination of a few things. But as old
lower
as the equipment
speed,
is.
Hotter temp. Yeah, I understand that. That makes sense.
So.
Was there a new law that like kicked in 2023 about AC units? I thought I had heard some commercials about a different refrigerant or something effective January 1st, 2023. You guys know anything about that?
The refrigerant was supposed to take effect in January, but they backed that up, and it's not going to be. It'll probably be at least a year before it gets enforced. The efficiency of the units did go up, and so you got a little bit higher efficiency requirement.
And prices, I'm assuming, for AC units are going to be increasing this year as well?
Right.
They actually already have.
Yes.
We were discussing it during the break. You know, the cost of this equipment's gone up probably 40% in the last 2 years.
No kidding.
And, of course, with the higher efficiency mandates, you know, coming out of the gate, you're obligated. You have to buy equipment. Years ago were an option. Now it's mandatory as far as how high up you go in the efficiency scale. So, you know, a good thing to do would be, you know, be proactive instead of reactive. Do your homework. You know, look at the different equipment. Educate yourself on, you know, the differences between standard equipment. We were talking earlier about modulating equipment, whether it be on the heating side and or the AC side, and get the most for your money.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I recognize that, you know, in the near future, I'm looking at a, you know, fairly large bill for a new AC unit and furnace, but obviously on the same token as, you know, trying to maximize the life, but kind of already have. Well, I appreciate your guys' time.
All right. Well, good, Sean. We appreciate the call. Good luck with that. Hope you get that taken care of.
Great show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate you listening. Okay. Lines open 704-570-1110. I was about ready to give somebody my cell number. Don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway, talking home improvement, little HVAC. And so I guess the next thing that we were going to just touch base on, we had a question last week about a generator at AskJohnAndDave.com, and I can't remember her name. I don't have it pulled up right now. But anyway, she couldn't afford a whole house generator, is what she thought, is what she was saying to me, and she was wondering about a portable generator. And I know that you can buy a portable generator, and you can convert it to natural gas if that's what you choose to do, or you could get them to run on propane or diesel or gasoline. But it kind of defeats the whole idea behind it. I mean, yeah, you have a generator, but if the weather's nasty, you still have to go out, pull that thing outside, get it set up. Then you got to plug your extension cords in if you're trying to keep your refrigerators or a freezer going. And I couldn't answer her question completely. For she was asking me what brand and what size and all of that. And of course, you need a lot of information.
Yeah, it depends on what she's wanting to do with the generator. Is it just lights, or she wants to
be able to
run the stove also, or you know,
right? But I think what I was going to get to with Zeke was that she could probably finance it. She could probably this.
She can do the financing and be able to afford it. And the like you were saying, if you have a problem with the electricity because of a snowstorm or something, now you got to go out there in the snow,
right,
set the generator up, do all that hookup. It just, you know.
Yeah, try to keep gas on hand.
Yeah.
And remember, when the weather's bad, chances are the gas stations could be closed or maybe not serviced.
And you have to keep changing,
adding fuel, or you got to keep it stocked up, which can be dangerous within itself.
Yeah.
And you can't keep fuel that long because much over a year, it can start picking up water, mm-hmm. and then now the system's not, now the fuel's not going to run the equipment properly. So, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages to both ways. And, you know, the only disadvantage that I can see to a whole house generator is probably just the initial cost.
The initial cost, yeah.
And once you get past that, when you recognize the convenience of it, it's automatic, it's hooked up, and if you can make payments on it, I mean, a lot of people don't want to. I understand that. I hate having payments too, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
And you don't have to have the generator. It can be a whole house generator, but still be phased in, so it doesn't have to do the whole house. You got a load management on it, so you can only do the downstairs lights or do the downstairs light and an air conditioner downstairs, and then if you can change it to the upstairs, you can change load shedding almost like the variable speed unit air conditioner.
Right, so you don't have to buy as big a unit to cover the whole house. So you could, there's some savings there. There's
savings there.
But you could buy a generator that's automatic like that, smaller, just to run the appliances that you want to run, period. Or, like you said, you can switch them off.
Yeah, you look at the cost factor of it on the front end, going from a smaller generator to maybe a larger one. I don't think that there's that much of a difference.
But I wouldn't think so.
It's not.
More importantly, I think what you need to look at, affordability and so forth, you're improving the value of your house, too.
Yeah.
Because that's huge. People look at a house that already has a generator in place. That's...
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. And I just think that I have a portable that runs off of natural gas, and I haven't pulled the trigger. That wasn't in our budget when we built the house. But anyway, that's one of the things down the road that we're going to look at is potentially putting in that generator.
Well, you put the generator like I did 3 years ago. I haven't had a power failure yet.
You're right. That's what will happen. And ours hardly ever goes off. But. Okay. Well, listen, with all that said, Tracy, I see you hanging there. You hold tight. I'm gonna take you off the air, and then I think we have another caller calling in too. I see you ringing, so we will take care of that. Guys, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you guys in February, and that'll be the third week in February as well. So we'll look for you then. Folks, we appreciate you listening to the Home Improvement Show here on WBT. We hope you remember that we believe the most important kind of home improvement is the one that makes your home a happier place to live. Don't forget to work on that. We'll see you next week.